This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world, right smack dab in the middle of September. And on our show this hour, a friend of the program, he's been with us several times. I really like his work. He's a very clever author. Dave Barry is going to be joining us. Then astronaut Mike Massimino will be here. As I mentioned earlier, he was with us back in July when we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk. He is such a great guest, and he's back with us now to talk about some other things that he has experienced while walking in space. Then a gentleman by the name of Jackson Galaxy will be on the show. His new show is on Animal Planet, and I love the name of this, My Cat from Hell. funny guy. And Sean Scatero will be here talking about insurance. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause. We'll be right back with my first guest, the second hour, author Dave Barry. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called SignZoo. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls-Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. SignZoo explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, SignZoo wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide. And their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com. And make your car or boat pop with a new look.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. And I can honestly say our next guest is one of my favorite authors. I know what our next guest does because sometimes he goes on a show and they say, like the Today Show, what are you all about? Got a brand new book out right now, New York Times bestselling author, and it's called You Can Date Boys When You're 40. Dave Barry joins us. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Ron?
I love this book.
Thank you.
Every time you write a book, I read it cover to cover, and I think that I'm living my life. I actually think that you're writing about me. You and I have so many of the same idiosyncrasies. It's unbelievable.
Do you happen to have daughters? I'm just curious.
No, I don't. But I know what I'd do if I would have a daughter. I would do exactly what you are doing, okay? Precisely what, right on the money. But I will tell you one thing. Dave, there is one part of this book that I'm going to have to debate you on because I kind of had the story a little twisted, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You don't mind if I be a critic here this
morning? No.
Okay,
right. Go ahead.
My business partner and very best friend of all time was Ed McMahon. And I read the part about how he used to send you a letter about potentially winning $17 million.
I loved Ed McMahon. He was the only person writing me positive things.
Right. But it wasn't a fifth of scotch before 10:30. It was a fifth of vodka. So you got to get these statistics right, David.
I messed up. One of the essays is about aging, and I talk about how my mail has changed. It used to be fun. It was Ed saying I might have won $17 million. I mean, I don't think Ed or I really thought I was going to win $17 million. But the point was, he said you might have won.
You might.
Now my mail is like, you know, do I know my Medicare options? You know, I don't want any more Medicare options. You know, I want there to be an option where the doctor stops checking my prostate gland every 5 minutes. That's what I want, but they don't offer that up. You know, that's the mail I get these days. I miss Ed.
Yeah, oh, I do too. And he used to call me 6-7 times a day. I mean, we were like bonded at the shoulder. But you and I are the same age, and I always chuckle about these commercials that they have on TV where the guy is so happy that his delivery man just delivered a less painless catheter.
the one that really set me off in the book is the Viagra commercial. I can't stand the way they depict guys in Viagra commercials, but it's the one where the guy is driving. It's like a cowboy, okay? It's a lean, older guy, cowboy, driving a pickup truck across the West, and he's towing two horses.
Right.
And the horses get stuck, which is, of course, a metaphor for you know what.
Yes.
And then the announcer says the thing that drives me crazy. He goes, "You've reached the age where you don't back down from a challenge." And I can't stand that because what a lie. The whole point, the big advantage of being an older guy is you back down from a challenge. You have learned to back down from a challenge.
That's
I'll
right.
tell you who doesn't back down from a challenge. Young idiot guys, that's who doesn't. And the proof of that is if go on YouTube and Google any combination of the phrase, any variation of the phrase, shoot bottle rockets from butt, you will find there's a whole raft of videos of people, they're always guys, because women would never do this.
No, of course not.
Shooting bottle rockets out of their butt. But it's always young guys.
Yeah.
And why? Because they don't back down from a challenge.
That's right.
I bet you can't shoot a bottle rocket out of your butt. Oh, yeah, I bet I can't. You know, you challenge an older guy, he's going to go, no, I'm not going to do that. You know, I don't want to go to the emergency room with bottle rocket burns on my butt.
One thing that Dave says is that you should never, you know, the old saying says, you can't really describe a book by its cover. Now, you can date boys when you're 40. Isn't all about 13-year-old Sophie, who absolutely loves, at one point, Justin Bieber. Now she loves, of course, One Direction. And Dave is building a moat around his home right now. So a 13-year-old. Your wife doesn't understand it, you say, because she was never a 13-year-old boy. How
right.
true
I,
is
I
that?
I have the advantage of being, I've been a male my entire life.
Yeah.
And so I know how we think.
Sure.
We're scum.
Right.
You know, we're, of all the genders, we're the worst one. And I don't want that gender anywhere near my daughter. My wife, who is a woman, a lifelong woman, doesn't know what's going on in the minds of boys. So she lets them into the house. Just lets them in through the front door as if it were okay. And so I'll be walking. What I would like to do is have a trap. It would be a humane trap that I would put by the front door that would be baited with something that attracts teenage boys, like fireworks, something stupid. And when that trap clanged shut, when I heard there was a boy in it, I would go out, and I live in Miami. I would take the boy out of the Everglades and release him
really?
In a humane manner.
Into the
That's
wild.
How I would handle it.
Yeah.
But my wife lets them into the house.
Sure. She doesn't understand. I love reading your stuff is because, as I mentioned earlier, I have all kinds of empathy with what you're saying. I do the same thing with the obituaries. Exactly the same thing. Verbatim. You can tell right away when Dave's talking to somebody our age when he puts a footnote as to what BFF means. If you're putting a footnote about what that means, you're obviously dealing with an older person, because
BFF is it means best friend forever,
right.
And it basically is the relationship that my daughter has with every other girl in North America. They're all BFFs.
Now, what is hominy? I'm still lost on that one.
Well, yeah, I have an essay in the book about manliness. My premise there is that we're not as manly as we were back in the day. The pioneers when they would set out into the woods with hardtack and hominy, and they didn't even know what hominy was, but they still set out with it. That's how brave they were. I have a series of instructions in there how do you do manly things? How to jumpstart a car? How to cook a steak? How to survive in the wilderness? You know, we've kind of lost those skills. And just so everybody knows, if you do get lost in the wilderness and you're anywhere in North America, the way to get out of that situation is to panic. Just run screaming in any direction, and within 20 minutes, you will come to a Starbucks.
I also love, and I got to quote this, right? When they talk about when you're 65, that's the new 50, okay, which you say
yeah.
is idiotic, okay? And I love this part. I'm going to kind of paraphrase this, right? When you're 65 years old and you bend over and you die, people don't say, well, that was completely unexpected. They think, well, he was 65.
Exactly. They don't say, I thought it was the new 50. You know, they know better. You know, it's real. It's old. We're old.
We're old. Oh. We're old. And don't ever ask a woman what she is thinking, and then hopefully she won't ask you what you're thinking, because it's two different things. But I love when you talk about the 50 Shades of Grey. And it's true. I've talked to her and said, oh, that was such an enticing and such a revealing and such a warm and tender and romantic and sensual book. And a guy says, are you kidding me? This is like, you know, reading a third grade Dick and Jane.
It's porn. It was porn for women. I read it. I think I'm the only man who read it.
I think you are. I think you are, yes.
100 million, that book sold very well. So I was trying to figure out what it is, you know, that women want and that this book would reveal to me. And it turns out what women apparently want is a hot 27-year-old billionaire.
I do, too.
So no problem. If you're a hot 27-year-old billionaire, you'll probably get women. That's what I got from this book.
And you talk about what it's like to work from home and be a writer and how to get into the authoring business, if you will. In fact, I'm in the process of writing a book about my friend Ed McMahon right now. So you could
really?
Yeah, you could probably help me on that.
Then you could go on your show and talk about it.
I could actually do. I would be talking about it every minute of my show. You have to wait a couple of weeks to get on. I go right on and talk about it. And
that actually would be a pretty interesting story, the Ed McMahon story.
Oh, yeah. I even have a name for it. Third Banana.
Yeah.
The Third Banana.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can't judge a book by its cover, so don't think into that too much, okay?
I won't.
Dana,
I remember the first time, believe it or not, first time I was ever on television anywhere at all. It was in the early 80s. I had written my first humor book. The first show I ever went on was The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh, wow.
The first show. Like, that was how I began. It's all been downhill since then.
I'm just going to say.
But I do remember afterward, I walked out, because Ed McMahon was, he was on there then.
Yeah.
And I remember walking out after, and Johnny disappeared right away when the show was over. But
right.
There's a place I went to go to get my limo, because they sent a car for me, and it was going to take me to the airport. And Ed McMahon was waiting for his limo, and we had the best talk. He was just like the absolute same guy off the air as on the air. I mean, you can see why it worked.
I toured with him for many, many years with the Tonight Show memory. I loved Ed, but I got to tell you something. Going from the Tonight Show as your very first interview for your first book and ending up on my show, Dave, we need to talk, boy, I tell you.
I need a new agent, huh?
You need something, right? Hey, I love your work. I say this sincerely. I'm up in Orlando one of these days, but we need to get together and do a show in our studio. You are an excellent writer. You really are. Enjoy everything that you do, David.
Thank you. We'll get together and consume vodka.
Hey, there we go. A dirty martini. And one of these days, I'll tell you a story about Ed and my vodka company, okay?
All right. I always wanted to have a vodka company, so I'd love to hear this story.
Oh, you'll love to hear it, because after the story, you won't want a vodka company anymore. I guarantee it. The name of the book is You Can Date Boys When You're 40, New York Times bestselling author, and that is Dave Barry. You got to get this book. It is absolutely not only insightful, but it's funny like all of his stuff is, but insightful, too. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Ron, thank you. Take care.
You too, my friend. Dave Barry has been our guest. Boy, is he good. And we'll be back with more with Ron Segi today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. And I'm always excited when we have guests on the show that have unique positions. And one of the first guests that we had on our program several years ago that had one of the coolest jobs in the world, the late astronaut Alan B. Shepard. Well, I'm proud to say we're back in space with another man in space, my friend, astronaut Mike Massimino. Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Ron? How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Not only am I proud to be talking to an astronaut, but I'm proud to be talking to an Italian astronaut.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I was just telling Claudia earlier that I, as part of to celebrate my Italian heritage in space, I flew a Sicilian flag on my space flight. I flew a replica of Galileo's telescope that I got from his museum in Florence on my second flight. And on both my flights, I took biscotti from my favorite bakery in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. So you're Sicilian.
Yes, that's where my people come from. And I'm American now for the past few generations.
Yeah, well, I'm Sicilian, too. So
perfect.
So we got my son went to Sicily on his honeymoon, so that's how much.
Wow, that's more Sicilian than I am.
Me, too. Well, perfect. I want to tell you that I'm looking forward to this show. First of all, Mike, his first flight in space was on Columbia in March 2002, then the Atlantis in May of 2009, both Hubble Space Telescope servicing flights. I was very, very good friends with Alan Shepard, and he was a terrific guy. But this show that you're going to be part of on National Geographic, this tells about what it's like to live in space, and if it's really something that can be done, experiencing 6Gs, you know, how the zero pressure can kill you within seconds if you get into the vacuum of space. You've been there. What's it like? Mike, is it like Sicily?
Sicily is a beautiful place, and so is space. And we do try to take as much. I try to take as much Italian food as I can. I did take some lasagna and ravioli. That's pretty much where the similarity ends. But what we're going to show on the program is 8 episodes. The first one deals with surviving outer space. But what you know, what we're going to show in that show is what are the things you need to consider to be in space, as you said. There's no pressure, you're in a vacuum, there's no air, but you also need things like food and water, breathing air to survive. So what do you do about that? And what are the effects on the body? And we have a pretty good understanding of that through our space shuttle flights and our experience on the space station, having people living there. So we try to inform the viewer of what that's like, but at the same time, extrapolate it to what happens if we want to go further into the universe, explore our solar system and beyond. What are some of the other risks, dangers, problems we're going to have to face, and how do we solve them?
And it's everyday thing, like digestion, like going to the bathroom, sleeping. They're everyday things.
Yeah, all those all those things are covered, and we do an extensive review of potty training. So the most popular question that people have of what how do you do that in space will be answered on the show.
Okay, we'll wait to watch that. Okay,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That'll be what we call a teaser, Mike. How about
there you go.
When that shuttle takes off, and you obviously see video of these things where everything is rattling and shaking. How much vibration? How intense? How nerve wracking is it even for a professional like yourself to be in that at launch?
It is unbelievable, Ronnie. It is the only thing I can describe to you. The only words that went through my mind were speed and power. Speed and power. That's all I felt, is just the power of that machine. Once you go down to zero and the solid rockets light on the space shuttle, you go. And before you know it, you're going 100 miles an hour. Before you even move hardly, as soon as you get closer to the top of the tower, you're already going 100 miles an hour. You go from zero to 17,500 miles an hour in 8.5 minutes. So the acceleration is incredible. I felt like some kind of beast, some kind of science fiction beast had grabbed me and was taking me off to a place that I had never been before. And I better trust it, because I really didn't have any other choice.
Well, is there any ground training that replicates it perfectly?
No. I mean, they train you to do your job really well. We learn how to spacewalk in a big pool that we have, that we train in. We do have to simulate what the launch is like and working procedures and problems or whatever might happen during the ascent. But the actual vibration, or I would say more the acceleration, just the sheer sense of acceleration and power and speed, there's no way to replicate that other than getting your rear end on the rocket and going.
You have logged 571 hours, 47 minutes in space, cumulative 30 hours and 4 minutes spacewalking. What is that like? Is that going to be a kind of profile on the show when you're spacewalking and you're just hanging out there?
Yeah, we talk about that as well. Not as much on the first program, but on one of the later shows. The show runs for 8 weeks this next season of the show, and we do a lot of spacewalking. We're going to go over tools that we use for spacewalking. We go over space construction is one of the themes of one of the later shows later in a few weeks from now. We're going to show you the big pool where we train and how we train and the considerations you have for spacewalking. But we'll show you as much as we can. The best thing, though, is to actually get a chance to actually do it, which is hard to describe other than it's, doing some really interesting work inside of a spacesuit with the most awesome view you can imagine while you're doing your work.
Mike, are you afraid of heights at all?
You know, I don't like heights, Ron. I really do not. There's people like look over the side of the railway.
Right, right.
And I don't like that at all. But up in space, it doesn't matter, because you're so far away, it just blows your mind. Like, it doesn't even matter. I don't like looking over. I don't like walking little things, going along the mountainside. Nah. I don't like that.
My son's telling me, he said, Dad, you couldn't fly in the space shuttle because you couldn't walk from the elevator onto the shuttle.
I had a friend of mine who was a shuttle commander who had flown. He was down at this Kennedy Space Center together, and we were getting a tour of the space shuttle, and we walked along one of those little gangways,
right,
where it's like just a metal girder, just a metal floor where you can see through,
right, right.
And all of a sudden, where did my buddy go? And I'm looking around, he's standing, and this is a guy who was an Air Force test pilot, flown in space 3 times and was already a commander. I'm like, what are you doing over there? He goes, I don't like doing that, it gives me a funny feeling. So you're not alone. You can tell your son it's not a requirement. Space is a different environment. When you're in control of a vehicle, have a control stick in your hand or whatever it might be, you feel more confident. It's different than walking across a gangplank.
Unbelievable. You know, I could talk to you for hours. I know you're really busy today, Mike, but I understand you might be down here to Universal. If you do, will you please let me know so that we can break bread together?
That would be a fun thing to do.
Let's do that. Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space, the National Geographic channel. Great, great channel. And it's going to feature my friend Mike Massimino, the astronaut and professor at Rice University. Mike, please, if you come down, let me know.
Sure will. Thanks so much, Ron. I really appreciate your support.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Mike Massimino has been our guest. Space shuttle astronaut twice. Walked in space over 30 hours. And he's part of National Geographic, Known Universe, Surviving Outer Space.
I'm going to say it again. I love talking to people who go into space. How exciting is that? And there's more to come today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince has told President Trump the kingdom is willing to respond to the latest attacks by Yemeni rebels on its oil facilities. The Iran-backed Houthi group has used drones to attack the heart of Saudi Arabia's oil industry. Saudi analyst Robert McNally says one of the places attacked was vital.
Not only does it control about 5% of global supply, but more importantly, it controls most of what we call spare production capacity, that ability to bring on extra oil if there's a disruption.
Saudi Arabia is now announcing what it calls a temporary halt in the facility's oil production after the attack. Tropical storm Umberto is now bringing tons of rain to the Bahamas, which was just hit by Hurricane Dorian only 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. And I'm very anxious to talk to our next guest, who not only has a TV show that is extremely popular on the Animal Planet every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, but he is also a musician, songwriter, and actor. Joining us right now, talking about his show, My Cat from Hell, is the cat daddy himself, Jackson Galaxy. Hi, Jackson. How are you?
I'm great, Ron.
Before we get into the subject, which I find fascinating, I got to tell you, you know, in the radio business, they always tell you use clever names. You know, you got to be somebody other than what you are. Now, I'm using my real name, but when I was a disc jockey back, way back when, I had radio names. Jackson Galaxy is a terrific radio name. You know that, don't you?
Thank you very much. And, you know, the funny thing is when people see me in the street, I'm still the cat guy. It's amazing. Like, you can have a name like Jackson Galaxy, and people are like, what was your name again?
Yeah.
You know, it's really interesting.
But you are the cat guy. Now, this show is terrific. Tell us how you got involved with this love affair, if you will, with cats.
Well, back in the mid-90s, I was trying to supplement my non-existent career as a musician, I just took a job at an animal shelter in Boulder, Colorado, where I was living at the time, and just sort of cleaning cages and whatnot. And, a couple of months into my job, everyone started calling me the cat boy. And I didn't know why until I realized that all the cats would follow me. They just picked me. And I really didn't have a whole lot of experience with cats at that point. But, look, you got to figure if those cats need to get homes and if they don't have help getting homes, they're not going to make it out of that shelter. Believe me, you learn fast, you know, and that's really how it all started.
But you were in a situation one time where you heard these cats, stray cats, screaming, and then you came up with the philosophy that a slow blink means that they love you, and a slow blink back from you means that you have established a link between the two. How do you know that?
You got to try it sometime. It's really a gimme. It's one of those things, and I didn't invent it. I kind of popularized it, but that slow blink is one of those. I call it the Rosetta Stone of cats. It's one of those ways where you know you're getting through. You got to think of it this way. Cats are prey animals. They are built to be on guard 24/7 because just as much as they're hunters, they're hunted. And so if a cat closes their eyes to another being, that's them saying, "I trust you. You're not going to kill me." Mm-hmm. And you've earned that trust. And so you blink back to tell them the same message. And it has helped me immensely through the years. And I think one of the things I'm most proud of is that worldwide people got that message. And it's given them this little in to cat communication and to that beginning of a relationship with them. And I think that's been really helpful.
You know, cats have this reputation of being arrogant. They are loving animals. You know that better than anybody. But you always think of a dog that, you know, comes to you and gets a bone and gets your slippers and all these other, you know, chases a frisbee and all these other things. And cats have that more arrogance. Let me tell you the experience that I have right now. I live in a neighborhood where there are cats. And my wife is the cat woman. Okay, we have a dog, a little poodle, but she's been feeding these cats for years, 10, 12, 15 years, right? And generations of these cats come back. I mean, we have, you know, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, the kids, the nephews, everybody. We got more cats than you can imagine. And she feeds them, and they just had a litter here on my back porch last week. Some of them you can come up to, you can pet them, they look great. Some of them look at you, and they go when you open the door, but they take your food, and they'll get within 3 feet of you. Of course, these are cats in the wild. And then they'll run away. What's the difference between the cat that will walk up to you and the cat that doesn't when they're both
feral?
What's the difference between a feral cat and a regular cat? Because some of these feral cats are friendly.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of luck of the draw, really. But feral cats are built to distrust humans. I mean, they have no experience, really, with humans. And it's funny because genetically there is no proof that feral cats are any different than house cats. But anybody who deals with them knows that they're not the same beast. They really, by and large, you know, once a feral cat gets to a certain age, usually past, 3 to 4 months old, it becomes very, very difficult to tame them. And, you know, that's why we spend so much of our energy with the practice called TNR, and that's called trap, neuter, return. So all we're doing with these feral cats is trapping them, neutering them, putting them back out there because we know that we can't adopt them out. And it's the only way we've been able to control that population over time. Because I think a lot of people make the mistake that they can bring a feral cat into their house and turn them into a house cat, which is, you know, by and large not true.
But could you do it if you got the feral cat at a very young age? Could you convert it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. But I mean, you know, what's interesting is, you know, my wife and I have both been very active in feral cat rescue for years and years. And we've had what we call bottle babies, which is that their moms have disappeared and you have to bottle feed them and bring them up. And you can have two bottle babies, one that at, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks of age is completely tame, and the other one completely wild. And some you just can't tame down no matter what you do. But there are people who would tell you that they're totally gifted with ferals and they can tame them. But I mean, my own personal belief is that once you've got an adult feral cat, just treat them as such. Feed them, you know, neuter them, take care of them. But it would take me a year, it would take me 2 years to get them to a place where they would be somewhat social with humans, you know, and it's kind of not worth it.
This is probably the dumbest question you'll encounter during this time that you're promoting the show, but I've always said this. If they could take a kitten, all right, like they do and breed like small dogs, if they could take a kitten and make it like little all the time, wouldn't that be great? I mean, I love kittens. I mean, I love to see them, you know, bouncing around and playing with each other and everything else. When they become cats, they kind of tend to be like my employees, very standoffish.
You know what's funny is, I mean, I love kittens, man, but there comes that moment. I mean, the episode that we're talking about on Animal Planet, that episode is where I take 50 kittens and take them from Los Angeles to Boulder to put them into new homes. Let me tell you something. You spend a couple of days with 50 kittens, you're ready. You're ready for an adult cat. Yeah, you're done. You know, I mean, it's like having children, and you're like, there's a party that's like, oh, I hope they never grow up. And then the next day, you're like, please grow up. Just grow up.
Yeah, they're so doggone cute with the string and the, you know, all of the things that play around. They're fantastic. Where do you film this, My Cat from Hell?
We're all over the place.
That's what
we started out just filming in Los Angeles, but now we film all over the country. We've been everywhere in 8 seasons. We've been everywhere from New York to San Francisco, L.A., San Diego, Portland, Austin, New Jersey. This season alone, we went to Carolina and Minnesota, and I mean, we've been everywhere.
You have a company that you founded, Little Big Cat Inc., and you have a essence flower, Spirit Essences. What is that all about there, Jackson?
Well, we've actually just rebranded them. Now they're just called Jackson Galaxy Solutions. And for 20 years, I've been advocating for and designing flower essence therapies for animals. It's a non-invasive, holistic methodology that I use alongside my behavior techniques, and it's always worked for me. And if you go to JacksonGalaxy.com, you'll see the whole history of them and how I came up with them. I co-founded the company with a veterinarian, and it's always been helpful for me. And, you know, after all these years, becoming sort of an accepted way of helping to treat animals and to manage their stress. So one of my secrets for a lot of years, but now it's out there.
Unfair question. Dog versus cat, what would you rather have in your home? I think I know the answer to this.
No, you don't. Man, I have 3 dogs, 5 cats, and all 8 rule the roost, man.
Oh, wow.
There's absolutely no difference between them. But it's like you said before, you know, you were talking about the benefits of cat versus dog or dog versus cat. And I don't know what I would do in my life without having both. I love the energy that they both bring to the table, you know, and believe me, I'm no different from anybody else. I want an animal to greet me at the door and treat me like I'm the God on earth, you know,
yep.
and that's not cat. for the most part.
That's exactly right. Well, there's no such thing as a bad cat, just a cat that needs help, says Jackson Galaxy, jacksongalaxy.com, of course, where you can go. But Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on the Animal Planet, my cat from hell, the cat daddy himself, Jackson Galaxy. Hey, Jackson, thank you for joining us. Come back again, okay?
I will. Thanks so much for having me, Ron.
Thank you so much. It really is interesting, you know, because it's a unique animal, to say the least. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Thanks, Ron.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Well, this is the time of the year where we hear so much about open enrollment when it comes to insurance. And we have a gentleman here that's going to put our mind at ease. He's Director of Insurance Advice at USAA, joining us right now. is Sean Scatero. Hi, Sean. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ron.
I think that two of the hardest things to understand sometimes is when your accountant talks to you and then when you talk about insurance, okay? What is the things that consumers should look for and research for their health insurance options? Because it does become very confusing, and the older you get, and probably the more chances you need to have insurance, the less it is even to understand.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that the more that we talk to our accountants and insurance people, it starts to sound like the parents on Charlie Brown, just wah, wah, wah. But the the conversation really should be with you at the focus of it, understanding what your needs are from your health care. You're in the driver's seat, not anybody else. But it's important that you sit down and kind of do your due diligence. So it starts first with understanding what you expect from your health insurance, understanding what your needs are. You know your family's health history better than anybody else. You can kind of anticipate what you expect from medical needs, and you need to make certain that you have the coverage that offers the benefits that are personalized to your individual situation. So that's kind of first and foremost. But second to that is, what are your out-of-pocket maximums? What's your deductible? What's your premium? Understanding where you're financially impacted and tethered to your health plan so that you can plan proactively, because the more proactive that we are, the better we're going to be financially.
But Sean, it's very difficult sometimes, unless you have a pre-existing condition, to really know what your future insurance needs are going to be. And that's the tough part, is it not?
You know, it certainly is. But you want to look at what are the kind of types of benefits that you need. So if you look into like what the Affordable Care Act, so the ACA deemed as a qualified plan, qualified plans offer 10 essential health benefits. There's the typical hospital coverage, traditional medical coverage, but then things like paternity care, mental care, or maternity care, mental health, other preventative cares. All of those types of care are kind of umbrellas for what could happen to us. So whether I get sick or whether I'm in an accident, I know I have a type of coverage benefit that's going to take care of those needs. So it's just being aware of what kind of categorically can happen to us versus having the crystal ball of knowing how I'm going to get sick.
They have a thing called health savings account. That intrigued me. What is that?
So health savings accounts, they're not new. They're just starting to grow in more awareness. People are having more and more health savings accounts are becoming available to folks. But what they are is a tax-qualified savings account for your medical costs. It allows you to make contributions to an account that you can take a tax deduction on and then allow it to be invested, grow over time. And when you use those monies for qualified medical expenses, the money comes out to you tax-free. So it does, in net effect, reduce the overall impact of your medical costs. So they're a very good and versatile vehicle to participate in. The question is, are you eligible? If you have a high deductible health plan, so that's usually a health plan that comes with a deductible of $1,350 or more for a single individual or $2,700 or more for a family, you probably have an HDHP, high deductible health plan, and you're probably eligible to participate in one. But that's the first line. Now, the cool thing about HSA accounts versus flexible spending accounts, which we've seen in the past, they're not a use-it-or-lose-it type of arrangement. You can actually let your HSA plan grow year over year, so you can use it as a vehicle for longer-term financial planning goals like paying for long-term care and retirement. So they're a very, again, very useful, helpful vehicle for us to manage our health care costs.
Are the premiums relatively comparable?
Well, a health savings account is a savings account. There are no premiums for that.
Oh,
what you're seeing with a high deductible health plan is a shift of you take on more of the financial dollar risk for the deductible, and premiums are trying to be kept low or reducing from that. But that's on your actual health care plan side.
As you grow older, obviously the premiums go up. But what about if you have a pre-existing condition, even at a younger age, or you've had incidences, you've had maybe high cholesterol or high blood pressure, and you're under medication and you haven't had anything that is serious because you're under a doctor's care and under medication. Does that help?
You know, it certainly bears ties into the conversation. When you have an ACA or a qualified plan, pre-existing conditions are not a concern. You cannot be eliminated from your health plan based on a pre-existing condition. So you can still get coverage, and it's still going to be based on whatever the rates are provided by the government. It's not underwritten against you. The difference, though, is what we're seeing is more and more short-term medical plans are becoming available. These are plans that may not offer the full extent of benefits, but they come with a much lower premium. Now, the difference is short-term medical plans may eliminate you based on pre-existing conditions. So it is very important to know when you're going into your decision, you're buying, that you understand what your coverage offers as well as what it does not offer.
Sean, why is it that it is only a certain time of the year that enrollment in this is possible?
Well, this is open enrollment season, so this is what we do every single year just kind of as a calendared item. However, if you've had insurance and you've lost that insurance, let's say that you've changed jobs and now your new current employer or you're going out on your own and starting your own business, you've lost employer coverage and now you're without, you may be eligible for a special enrollment period that actually can happen anytime throughout the year. But just to standardize and really get the healthcare system on some sense of a calendar for plan years, they do an open enrollment plan once a year. And the open enrollment time period for major medical insurance, like we've been discussing, starts November 1st and runs through December 15th.
It always amazed me, though, that you see so many people that have no insurance and they have no possibility of getting it because of the cost involved. Is that number increasing? Because when you hear about these cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles that have a lot of street residents and homeless people, you wonder how big the number has grown to with no insurance.
The current number of uninsured is around 28 million Americans, at least that the Kaiser Family Foundation has identified in their research. And that number could be a little squishy depending on how it's defined, but what you are seeing is the significant amount of individuals without coverage. Now, whether it's political or not, you could say the advantage of the things like the Affordable Care Act is they're offering subsidies for people that have a financial need for them, so tax subsidies to make health care more provided or more accessible to individuals, and then there's state-run programs through the Medicaid service that also offer coverage to try to get more and more people insured. But it certainly is a number that has been growing.
Yeah. Where can we go for more information?
More information to help this conversation become a little bit easier is actually available on usaa.com/health advice. There are some tools, articles, and resources just to help you digest this topic.
Sean, this has been very educating. I appreciate the time that you've taken out today to tell us about it, and we're going to do just that, okay?
Thank you very much, Ron. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, that's my pleasure, my friend. Our guest has been Sean Scottero. He's the Director of Insurance Advice of USAA. Boy, you know, it can be very complicating. Even when it's explained to you, it can be very complicated. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades. That's going to put a wrapper on things with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. And our guests include the Hurricane Man, Josh Morgerman, Academy Award winner Brian Cranston, Ray Charles Jr., the author Dave Barry, astronaut Mike Massimino, the host of Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, Jackson Galaxy, and Sean Scatero. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.